Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Bruce Hornsby and the Range bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ross Kimborowski is here. Ross is the founder and the CEO of CrowdSpring. CrowdSpring.com, is that right, Ross?
That's right. We help businesses, entrepreneurs, agencies, and nonprofits with design and naming for every stage of their business.
So talk to us about that. Folks, in the previous segment, we were talking about the power of branding. The ding, get your ding. You can't out, Ross, they can't out-brand. We, small business owners can't out-brand Nike and Amazon and Google and Apple. We can't out-brand them, but we can out-ding them, can't we? We can out-brand-ding them, can't we?
Well, look, I mean, the reality is that part of the way a brand is built, you know, how people perceive you is the money you spend on marketing. And so there's no way you can spend as much money as Nike, as Amazon, as Apple, as Walmart, as some of these other companies. So the key is to figure out what do you do well. We talked about it in the last segment. What are your French fries? And ultimately, it's really important for small businesses because 84% of the people purchase a product because of a referral. And so if you can impress a customer, it's highly likely that they're going to let somebody else know. And that other person is going to let somebody else know. And so even though small companies, retail companies don't have huge budgets for marketing, they definitely can figure out the things they do particularly well. Now you've got to start somewhere. So this is one of the things that we constantly deal with. We work with tens of thousands of small businesses around the world, in the U.S. and around the world, on CrowdSpring. And one of the common elements is that people do a really poor job creating a brand identity when they build their business. Mm-hmm. And when they get to a point where they need to rebrand, they do a poor job doing that. So we're seeing big companies, big successful companies rebrand: Uber, DuPont, Weight Watchers, Dunkin' Donuts. Some of them are changing their names. Some of them are changing their logos. And part of that is a reaction to what's happening in the marketplace. You can run a business for 20, 30 years. It could be successful, but it could get stale, and the brand could get stale. And so it's really tough to create a strong brand identity if your brand identity is stale, if the visual assets are stale, if somebody visits your site and it looks like it was built in 1985.
Right.
And so it's really important for businesses to take a really good look at what they're doing today relative to everybody else and ask the question, how can I do better? How can I create a better, stronger impression if somebody comes into my store or if somebody sees my business online? I might be a service provider. So the reality is that we all today start researching online. So we don't, even if we're buying from a retail store 10 minutes away, we still start these searches online. And so our presence on social networks, our presence online, really important.
Well, what are some of the concerns or some of the things to avoid when you're rebranding to prevent a fail? Because, you know, you and I both know when Coca-Cola invented New Coke back in, you know, a few decades ago, that was a disaster, but they lived to fight another day. They recovered from that. If a small business commits that kind of rebranding effort and it fails, it could be the end of them. How do we avoid that?
So just to give you an idea, because we've worked at CrowdSpring, at CrowdSpring.com, we've worked with tons of thousands of businesses, and there is an effective way to do it. A couple of phases. The first one is discovery. You have to figure out what your business is about. What's your vision? What are your values? Because some of these translate into the communication. So there's some great brands, like Patagonia is a really good one, that communicates these values publicly, and their customers love that the company stands for something. The second thing you need to do is conduct market research. So talk to your customers. Remember, your brand isn't what you say it is. It's what your customers say it is. And so when you have customers walking in the door, ask them how they perceive your business. Third, figure out if you have one or different kinds of customers. Just about every business has different kinds of customers.
Right.
They're not all identical, and I don't mean just people. I just mean some customers.
Does that mean I need to have more than one brand?
Nope. You still have a single brand, but just figure out which groups of customers your brand is solving and serving. And if you are serving completely different customers, it could mean you need to create a separate brand for different customers.
Or at least a different way of presenting it.
Or a different way of presenting it.
For example, one demographic might want you to – might like your email campaign. Another demographic might want a texting campaign.
Correct. And even in the email campaign, you may have two different groups. One of them you're communicating in one way. So, for example, at CrowdSpring, some of our clients are small businesses, and so we communicate with them with certain kinds of messaging. But we also have clients that are agencies.
Right.
And so when we communicate with agencies about the products we offer, we're going to be highlighting different things. So we're not just highlighting that we help businesses with logos and websites, but we also talk about some of the expert tools that we have that agencies need when they create creative assets for clients.
Right.
So once you do that, once you figure out something about your business and your values, you get into phase two, which is defining your identity. And this is the same thing whether you're building a new business or rebranding. You need to understand what your core identity is. So that includes articulating your position. How do you differentiate in the marketplace? This is really tough for a lot of businesses because it's not just about, you know, I have cheaper prices. People mm-hmm. are not that price sensitive in many of their purchases, or at least not as much as businesses think.
Ross,
I
got to wrap it up. We're running out of time, but I just want to let you go because I want to let you run there for a while because you just have such great information. Will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely.
Good job today. CrowdSpring.com, folks. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.